Medical information obtained from our website or on the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If you have, or you suspect you might, have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of the sports doctor, this radio show, or their sponsors.
Hey everybody, welcome live from Chicago. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist, all things sports medicine, fitness, and wellness, brought to you by Global Schoolwear, school uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger, LER, Lower Extremity Review magazine celebrating their 15th year, Populate, electronic medical records, specialty podiatry, Basic Training Medex out there in Scottsdale, Arizona, and UK Health Radio. We got a great doubleheader, Chance Rodriguez. He's the CEO of that just mentioned Populate EMR. We appreciate his support. Stressing increased time-saving efficiency and burnout prevention in the crazy world of electronic medical records of podiatry, but of all specialties. He's returning along with John T. Larson. He's the co-founder of CO CoHealth and the attention our caregivers provide for long-term home care than the sports doctor's in. Some Dr. Bob wisdom, your email. Chance Rodriguez, welcome back to the Sports Doctor.
Thank you very much for having me, Bob.
I don't know if burnout's gotten any less since I had you back on. I don't think it has in the medical profession or in almost any profession. There's so much pressure. But Chance, give us some background on yourself and Populate.
Absolutely. My journey in the medical field started when my wife started residency during the pandemic. Residency is always hard. The pandemic was the worst time in history to be a resident.
We had her on as a guest, as a pediatric oncologist. Yes, your better half.
My much better half. I watched my wife struggle with not just the really taxing responsibilities of being a physician during the pandemic, but coming home and then working on documentation until late in the evening. That's when I became passionate about using new technology to help physicians and their staff accomplish all the administrative requirements of doing their job that suck their joy out of doing their role and keep them up late at night, using the best technology available to reduce that time, make practicing more enjoyable and more profitable for them.
Well, this is a big deal. Yes, this is a real big deal, Chance. It's one of the reasons why we've had you on a few different times, because the patient-doctor relationship, whether we're talking about the best athletes in the world or their grandmothers or non-sports at all and all sorts of health and wellness, the pressure of 10-minute appointments and everybody's rushing, the incredible half-insanity of the insurance industry, all of these things are stressful enough, yet with the regulations and all these different rules, it's gotten so time-consuming, like you mentioned, that this was right up front and center for you to watch. And what got you? I know you're in New York City, and you got initially involved. Was it podiatry, orthopedics, and physiatry, or did you start initially with the podiatry?
That's right, the sports medicine specialties. And I was a runner and a soccer player myself, so podiatry was close to home.
Now that's a whole different story. If you're talking the sports medicine specialties, then you just jump both feet into the world of the sports doctor. Absolutely. Whether it's the youth sports, et cetera, such a big specialty. And again, the same rules apply, which is where we have so much attention to what's going on with the pressures. That's why I co-authored the book, Chance, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, was the epidemic, everybody, in capital letters, the epidemic of youth sports overuse injuries. And all of these, again, the orthopedic surgeons, the physiatry, the neurologists, podiatry, who are dealing with all aspects, the psychologists, and in one regard or another, with anything sports related, is going to have an awful lot of pressure regarding in this time situation. What has
become special, a chance with populate with what you do, the AI, or what's the kinds of technologies that you felt could really make a difference?
At the beginning of our journey, the biggest difference maker was working on the documentation that a physician has to do for their patient. So the reason why your doctor's only spending 10 minutes with you is because they got to spend another 10 minutes writing up their notes. We wanted to make that 10 minutes go away, give that doctor those 10 minutes back so that they could spend it with the patients instead. Later, we found out that AI can help with a lot of the other really frustrating responsibilities that a physician and their staff are up against in their practice, particularly dealing with insurance. So what we're doing is we're applying AI agents to call insurance and handle rejections and denials and come back with valuable information about how to get claims paid. A doctor doesn't like writing notes, but they like dealing with insurance denials even less. And taking away that back and forth with the insurance
company. Oh, it's a major hassle. What do you mean, doctor, it's not covered? You told me it was covered, this whole challenge that we're facing, let alone with what we're facing now, with who knows what kind of changes are going to be made with some of this craziness in the world of healthcare. But again, the ability to be able to, now I remember, it's got to be a year longer you were first on the show. Do you have a date in your back pocket, Chance? I don't.
I don't. A year sounds about right.
Yes, at least 3-4 times on. But when we were talking again about AI, are you impressed? Again, there's been so many fears, so much excitement, so much who knows what with AI. You've been now involved with it for a while. Are you impressed or are you scared?
You know, I think that it's been great for us to have more awareness and interest in AI. I think as folks start to play with AI tools and hear about what it can do, they go into their practice, do repetitive, tedious tasks, and suddenly they're starting to imagine, hey, isn't this the kind of thing that AI could do for me? And suddenly, when we're at conferences, they're more intrigued to stop by our booth, to play with our system. And so, yes, there's a ton of hype, there's a ton of fear, but at least it's in the back of people's minds. Technology
big time.
Quickly.
It's the biggest topic in the world, and just in one way or another, even though we don't know if we got to worry about somebody impersonating you or what it happens to be, the skill set is pretty remarkable. And again, the explosion of the necessity of everything electronic with the medical records. I used to write in the charts, and with the explosion of the necessity of this whole electronic addition, in so many ways, has again been some, besides time consuming, confusing in so many different ways. What are the sports medicine professions? First of all, what's the best website people could find out about you and what you're doing with Populate?
They can go to populate.com.
Okay. And so everything and about it, they could find out. What professions, as you see it, are you looking to pay attention to in the umbrella of the sports medicine profession?
So we work with podiatrists, orthopedists, and physiatrists. And the reason for that is we focus on muscles and joints, but sports medicine doctors largely practice in outpatient private practices. These are practices where the doctor is typically responsible for choosing what technology they do and don't use. So instead of working with hospitals, which will take a long time to adopt the best technology
to make life easier.
Their private practices can start to get on the technology curve sooner and start seeing the benefits of this new technology earlier.
Yes, you know, people used to always get mixed up between podiatry, physiatry, pediatrics, psychiatry, and many are not familiar with physiatry, which is really a medical doctor whose specialty is muscles and joints, and gets involved with all this new regenerative medicine in so many different ways. There's a lot of exciting stuff going on. So in the world of the private practices, and you're out of New York. What are some of the, are you in other states? Where are you guys?
Yeah, we're in more than half of the U.S. states now. We're working with 50 different practices across the U.S. So we started in New York, and we have a strong presence in the tri-state area, but we've expanded nationally. We have sales reps on the West Coast now, so we're growing quickly everywhere in the U.S.
Yeah, it's interesting. You know, we've had on the Sports Doctor some of the greatest of the orthopedic team physicians, the great Chris Ahmad, who's the Yankees orthopedic surgery and chief physician, has been a numerous guest on the Sports Doctor. Brian Cole is the Bulls and White Sox orthopedist. He's been on the show numerous times. He's a colleague of mine with Baseball Blue Book, the incredibly excitement world of scholarships and all this craziness that's going on in youth sports. In general, how have you found the general population or the insurance industry? You know, I always felt chance there was a contest over the years, started maybe even 20 years ago. There was the attorneys on the left, the doctors on the right, and the insurance companies in the middle. And the insurance companies won a lot of it. Only, like you were talking about, all these claims and everything is involved, and it costs so much more money in the United States than anywhere else in the world, yet we lag behind in so many different areas. How have you found the general population, for example, through some of these practices? And do you find yourself looking maybe to include the primary care physician in the future?
You know, I think we'll stay in into sports medicine, and that's where we feel like we're kind of starting to win that fight that you mentioned against the insurance companies. You know, when they say denied, send me the prior authorization.
Yeah.
Denied.
I'll have to find out for I have to find out for you who the Bulls, White Sox, and Yankees use. Maybe we'll get you some business in that situation. And again, podiatry, which deals with so many different areas. You know, we deal very closely on the Sports Doctor with the LEAP organization. My old podiatry school professor, Dr. Larry Rubin, out there in Las Vegas, LEAP, the lower extremity amputation prevention world, the whole diabetes prevention world. So podiatrists are involved at the highest level of sports medicine, geriatric care, wound care, et cetera, a lot of different specialties, pediatrics. So I guess that that was an exciting area to start initiate on the East Coast.
It was, absolutely. And you're right. Well, podiatrists see not just musculoskeletal issues, but dermatological and neurological. And so there's some intricacies that are unique to these specialties. And we would like to get good at just this corner of the world that we're starting to understand really well, as opposed to making a technology that doesn't work well for everybody. So
again, the world of
specialties.
And the world of sports medicine, where we're really interested in two main sides of things. Number one, we want to prevent problems. We want to prevent injuries, whether it's running injuries or football injuries or basketball injuries, weekend warrior injuries. I wrote an article in 2021, as you know, Chance, about that pickleball was physical. The medical world didn't know how to spell the word pickleball back then. Now, we're talking about seniors jumping in and playing, and there's all sorts of injuries. So the sports medicine umbrella is huge. We have tremendous interest in my side, especially the whole world of figure skating. We have an article coming out, Chance, in the next month or so in Lower Extremity Review magazine. We call it the prodigy sports. And it's these kids specializing very, very early. Think gymnastics or figure skating or ballet. Everybody in medicine, we want these kids to play different sports and use different parts of the body. But again, that's great unless you're a gymnast, again, or a figure skater. That's all you want to do. So the world of sports medicine, even geriatric, you know, older participants. So I would imagine, again, you know, in the orthopedic surgery population, only 5%, everybody, of sports medicine is surgical. 95% is everything else, including the mental game. We got to get you to look at some of the psychology world, Chance, because everybody in sports medicine has got to be a psychologist.
Yeah. You know, you mentioned prevention and different types of injuries you're seeing in different sports. You know, my wife Rachel and I, we had a daughter last month, and we're already since.
Congratulations! I hope you're not training her already. That's right. When I had you on last time, you said, you know, we didn't want you to start having her hanging from bars and whatever with some stars in your eyes. Huh? What do you think, you and Rachel? Hey,
she's a very active baby already, and because she and I, Rachel and I, were athletes, we talk about which sports our daughter will play.
Yes.
And, yeah, there's some sports where you see these injuries and you're like, okay.
All of them. You could be overdoing it. I knew we'd run out of time. Now, you were talking populate.com to find out about all your services, right?
Yes, sir. Thank you so much for having me.
Populate.com. Again, huge topic. Control this burnout epidemic. Make a difference in doctor-patient relationship care. Again, thanks for your support, Chan. Hold on. We'll be right back, everybody. It's the Sports Doctor. Hey, everybody. It's Dr. Bob Weil, a sports doctor. I'm excited to announce the release of my new book, co-written with Sharky Zartman, Hashtag Hey Sports Parents, an essential guide for any parent with a child in sports. You know, Sharky is a former Hall of Fame volleyball player. She's the mom of two daughters who became Division I volleyball players. Together, we have over 70 years of combined youth sports experience. The goal of the book? Give you the essential tools and guidance to make your experience as a sports parent the best it could be. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents is divided into four sections. The first section, Sports Parenting 101. Sharky talks everything about parenting, about coaching, that whole interaction between parents and coaches, coaching your own kid. What are the things to really pay attention to? The second section is the Sports Doctor's In, yours truly. My discussion of injury prevention and treatment, choosing the best shoes, youth sports and drugs, essential exercises, the dilemma of youth football, orthotics. Third section, experts speak out. We bring together eight different experts in nutrition and sports performance and mental training in all aspects of coaching in that section. The last section is the parents' perspective, some insights from about a half a dozen parents of athletes. So everyone, hey, get out your megaphone, spread the word. Now available on Amazon. Order now. You'll be more confident. So will your young athletes. Hashtag, Hey Sports Parents. Hey, podiatrist. Is your EMR system slowing you down? Upgrade to Populate, the artificial intelligence-powered electronic medical records for podiatry practices. With an easy-to-use interface and simple workflows, you'll spend 40% less time in your EMR while collecting 10% more. Switching to Populate is simple. With their top-tier support, visit PopulateEMR.com today. Start enjoying medicine again. PopulateEMR.com. Hey, it's Dr. Bob. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger is setting a new standard within the school uniform market. More schools are understanding the value that uniforms provide, school pride and identification being one of them. Another is the well-recognized reduction of student pressure to keep up with classmates in the real world of what to wear each day to school. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger provides amazing quality and value to its partner schools and families. It is truly the first brand in this market that students are excited about wearing. Go to the website, globalschoolwear.com. Globalschoolwear.com. Hey everybody, Dr. Bob here. LER, Lower Extremity Review Magazine, is celebrating their 10th anniversary. It's been a decade of providing key clinical and practical information about concerns, conditions, and treatment solutions for the lower extremity, both sports and non-sports alike. LER is the only multidisciplinary publication for doctors of all specialties, educators, therapists, and trainers. They inform practitioners on current developments in the diagnosis, treatment, and prevention of lower extremity injuries. LER prides itself on editorial integrity and evidence-based content. Their tagline, collaborative care for better outcomes says it all. Hey, colleagues, go to lermagazine.com.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Nature's Medicine for Modern Living, a people and plants dialogue hosted by Sophie.Health. At Sophie, we bring together experts and voices who rarely cross paths. Our quest is to illuminate the ancient world of plant medicine and reimagine it for the connected age. Join us to explore new boundaries of digital personalized medicine with deep roots in the natural world, and hear from our community of international pioneers who are validating this new paradigm and improving how we feel, sleep, and cope with daily stresses naturally. Sophie.Health, reconnecting people and plants.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Hey, everybody, live from Chicago, we are back. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Wild, sports podiatrist. We want to welcome John T. Larson. He's the co-founder of CO Health, or Co-Health, and he's bringing attention to the challenging world of caregivers and the service that's provided for long-term home care. I'm in the middle of that personally. So we want to welcome John to the Sports Doctor. This is a big topic, whether you're a coach or an athlete or a non-athlete, when you have parents and grandparents and whatever. John, welcome to the Sports Doctor.
Thanks, Dr. Bob. Thanks for having me. Glad to be here today.
Now, John, I know you come from a big technology background, and but give us some background on yourself. And am I pronouncing it right? Is it CO Health or Co-Health, John?
Co-Health. It's short for Connected Health Solutions.
Okay. Give us some background on you and Co-Health.
Okay. I'll make it fairly quick. I mean, I grew up in Boston, lived out on the West Coast for 10 years in Southern California, spent 23 years in Dubai, and I've been back here now in Florida for the last 5 or 6 years. I started in technology and media, as you said, doing that here in the U.S. and same internationally. And I came back to the U.S. at the end of 2019. And the reason I came back was because my mother's health was failing. And so I came back to spend a little time caring for her at home before taking on the ventures we're involved with now. And that, in fact, was one of the things that led me directly to this. My experience in trying to care for my mom at home is very similar to the partners in Co-Health. We all came to it the same way. We have personal experience in trying to care for
aging parents. Yeah, there's like 15 million caregivers in the United States, and who knows, it's probably more than that. And the challenges, anybody who's been involved in it with their families and their elders knows what a challenge this is, the assisted living world, the nursing home world, or the health at home world. So, again, it's a big, big area that really needs awareness and it needs education, and that's where you guys got involved.
Absolutely. You know, we all kind of came to it not by choice, but by virtue of there it is. And at some point, you know, 70% of us, just every one of us, as we age, is going to need help, and specific help on toileting issues, you know, which is, you know, how we came into this. Just, you know, it can sound a little kind of almost frivolous when we talk about toileting, you know, and adult briefs and diapers and this kind of thing. But it's the astronomical numbers that kind of create the logic. I just want to share with you quickly a couple of them, because if for anyone who's an adult sitting in a diaper, you know, after 18 or 20 minutes, your skin starts to break down from sitting in urine or feces. And that leads to, you know, what we call in children diaper rash. But, you know, those infections, which then become broken skin, which become serious infections, lead to...
Oh, yeah, got pressure gauges, got all of this wound care situation, and many times is so involved, and I'm looking at some of this personally in my own family. The difficulty of getting out of bed, let alone being in diapers, let alone that whole a nurse trying to help somebody, and you've come up with this care bidet, which right. deals with all of these challenges, and specifically, but again, it is a huge challenge for somebody to try to be able to, with dignity and hygiene, pay attention to this. But it's challenging to get sometimes these not the most pleasant of topics in front of the people who really, really count that can make such a difference at home. Talk more about that, John.
Yeah, you raise a number of really interesting points there. One is the dignity, you know. Two is the just the health benefits. But three, it's interesting because related to athletes, you know, which a lot of your audience obviously is, you know, and I was at one point in my earlier days. But you know, we spend our lives as young athletes being Teflon coated, being resilient. We can absorb, you know. Any problems, any obstacles, we fight through, right? Now we've reached the point in our lives as seniors where your nurse or your doctor becomes your coach. And you need to pay attention to that coach because your health is dependent on it.
That's an interesting point. You know, it all, with the 12 million people I've had over the years on the Sports Doctor, in one way or another, we cover so many topics. But I hadn't heard that analogy of, again, makes so much sense when you think about it for 8 seconds, of how that caregiver is becoming your coach. So again, if
Absolutely.
You grew up, maybe you were a teammate or whatever, and looking at that, that's an interesting point, John. You know, as far as that supervision. But the physical side, yes.
Your victory is your health. You know, and there's no two ways about it. And you have to take, and if you take that same attitude that you have always had, that, you know, never give up attitude, and you take that same application toward, I'm going to live the rest of my life with dignity and comfort and healthy, then you will be able to do so. Now, addressing the other point you made, yeah, the care bidet, it's a bidet that can be worn in bed.
It sounds revolutionary. When our good friend, you know, from the senior magazines, you know, Rick Bava, who's we've shared, I don't know how many different guests we're associated with the whole baby boomer world. I'm looking in the mirror. I'm one of them. And the idea of the uniqueness of an idea like this, maybe I'm crazy. Maybe they've been around. But it sounds revolutionary, is it?
No, it is. You know, we have everyone knows the bidet toilets,
right?
Or a separate bidet. So we understand what they are, even though in the U.S. we're fundamentally much slower to adopt this than most of the rest of the world.
No, I've never seen one in the United States. So you're absolutely right. The whole concept. This is again the three areas in the Sports Doctor, whatever the topic, John. Number one is awareness. Whatever we're talking about, awareness of it. And number two is education about whatever it is, wherever they are in the world. But number three then is some sort of positive action, something that can make a difference in these kinds of challenges. But again, I'm right. It is unique.
No, absolutely. It's an innovation, you know, because it's really, you know, bringing together many factors, adding some intelligence so the machine
how
with,
long
you know,
what's been
sensors.
The time frame what's been the time frame that this has been around the product itself?
The product spent 10 years in R&D. It's literally been 2 or 3 years in availability. So its first foothold in Korea and Japan, where their aging curve for the populations is ahead of ours. They have adopted it wholesale. Governments are reimbursing for it. They see the problem coming. They understand the benefits.
Their awareness in so many different ways. Again, it's a great example. like my first guest, and we're talking about the whole electronic medical records and the burnout in so many different areas and some of these different ways of making a difference. In-home care is a huge topic. One of Rick's individuals was, I'm at home or something. They call the home all the time. I'm trying to remember his name. Rick will remind us with these kinds of products for seniors or super seniors and the idea of, trying to stay at home as best as possible. I would think extended care and nursing homes would be very interested in what you're doing. Have they been?
Interest, yes, but getting something into the medical system is a different chore.
That's like getting it into schools. That's like getting, what's the best website people could find out about you and CoHealth?
Our website, our main website is www.cohealth, that's CoHealth.solutions. And
okay.
You can
big
also
word.
Find our information.
You threw that word solutions. Yes, that's it. So tell us more about it. You mentioned, and again,
let me throw this in as well, Dr. Bob. Let me throw this in as well because toiletingcare.com is also an information source that
we
use for the URL.
Now, the idea is something that somebody could wear and that would be, again, comfortable. And I know you mentioned again, hygiene, comfort. And what are some of the other things that you found so important about this? Again, the physicality of a patient getting in and out of bed, if they're in between and whatever, is gruesome in so many ways. So what's the physical side and the kind of technology that's used with a product like this, John?
Right. Well, I'll mention one point on your comment in terms of falls. Falls going to the bathroom is a big problem. And one statistic I can quote you with absolute confidence is if you don't get out of bed to go to the bathroom, you don't fall.
True.
So the care bidet allows that patient to remain in bed and wear it. So it literally fits over your perineum, your crotch, front and back. And so both liquid and solid waste fit into, what we call the diaper cup, which is this, almost infinity-shaped cup that fits over your groin and has 22 sensors built into it, which detect either urine or feces. It then initiates the suction to remove it, initiates the washing to wash the inside of the cup and the patient thoroughly up and down and, from the back in and from the bottom up.
Is it easy to change the care bidet?
Oh, yeah. Well, the care bidet, it can be used literally as a bedpan replacement.
So it doesn't have to be taken on and off itself?
1 minute.
You can do it that way. We have a motion control wrap that holds it in place. Or if someone is, cognizant and just has mobility issues or something, they can literally take it and put it on themselves and just hold it in place.
Right, again, and that's a big that's a big population. You just mentioned it, we'll talk more about it. People who are still cognizant, absolutely, can take directions and can participate. We're talking with John T. Larson, CO Health. We'll be right back. It's the Sports Doctor. If you live in or near Aurora, Illinois, and you're into sports, fitness at any level, or your son and daughter is, you cannot forget about your feet. Your feet affect everywhere else. There are complex motions that come into play, especially in sports. Your ankles, knees, hips, and back all are affected with your foot mechanics. Come visit the office, Dr. Bob, and get evaluated. Check what shoes are best for you. I offer prescription orthotics, which is usually one of the major tools for treatment and prevention of foot-related ankle and leg problems. Also, enhancing performance. Step or two quicker. Call 630-898-3505 or go to sportsdoctorradio.com. Hey, it's Dr. Bob. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger is setting a new standard within the school uniform market. More schools are understanding the value that uniforms provide. school pride and identification being one of them. Another is a well-recognized reduction of student pressure to keep up with classmates in the real world of what to wear each day to school. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger provides amazing quality and value to its partner schools and families. It is truly the first brand in this market that students are excited about wearing. Go to the website, globalschoolwear.com. Globalschoolwear.com.
Everybody, swinging back to Chicago, we are live. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil. We're talking with John Q. Larson, and he is the co-founder, CoHealth, the whole the world of home care, caregiving, and a particular product, this Care Bidet, which is a tremendously sounding solution to the whole toiletry world of super seniors or bedridden individuals. And it's a category that almost all of us have been involved with in some way or shape or another. There's like 15 million caregivers in the United States, at least most of them family members or whatever the profession really has to get moving in a lot of areas. We were talking a little bit about that. The whole profession of caregivers, John, how they doing?
There ain't enough of them. And
right.
We're not going to have enough of them going forward because we need more. And as our population ages,
it's a
we
big
need
surprise.
Even more.
Yeah, I think this surprises people because, again, most of our experience is a lot of ways if we weren't lucky enough, although Medicare, you know, and the nursing home world, you know, 10, 15 years ago, there wasn't such a term as assisted living. People maybe lived
right.
a year or two, and they didn't spend a lot of time living at home. And that whole education of the fact that, what do you mean we don't have enough caregivers? You mean there's got to be people? I found the greatest people in the world in assisted living were some of the lowest paid that were taking care of, you know, like my mother and those kinds of challenges. So, again, the educational side of that there's not enough individuals, I think, has to be the word's got to get out, right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, this is an industry-wide problem, from you know from hospitals to home care agencies and all the long-term care facilities in between. Turnover of staff, shortages of staff, unfilled positions, nurses dealing with
more patients than
they should on the floor.
Yeah. How much of your world, John, are family members? For instance, if we said, you know, there's all these caregivers and 75% of them are not part of an organization, they're your cousin or your parent in our sandwich generation. Is there roughly, what is that percentage in your opinion?
Well, to a degree, it's 100%. And I'll tell you why.
Right.
Well, it is because everyone wants to age in place, right? You're going to want to age in your home. I'm going to want to age in my home. As everyone does. So this is where it all starts. And then, it's how far do you get before it becomes unmanageable? If you have real medical issues and things that, you know, that somebody...
Yes, and that's definitely sometimes a progression. You know, an individual might be in a rehabilitation facility trying to get them
right.
ready to get home. And sometimes, again, it's a tremendous challenge because 24/7 care is astronomically expensive. And other times mm-hmm. it's limited and you need the full-time care. So... being able to participate, the individual convalescent person, being able to participate by being able to take care of yourself in that regard, it sounds like a big weapon.
Absolutely. From a cost-effectiveness standpoint, we have a simple tagline we use to say, care every day will take the night shift. If you're caring for a loved one at home, the overnight issues of trying to have someone get a good night's sleep, trying to have you get a good night's sleep, trying to keep things healthy. You know, with the Care Bidet,
everybody's heard, John, the term bed sores. And knows in one way or another, big, big problem in long-term care. Even though people are careful, they pay attention, it's still a big deal. It becomes wound care.
concerns. So many times again, anything that could prevent these kinds of situations that we're all aware of, if we think about it for 5 minutes, like you said, it's the night shift.
Doug Bob, if you're in a hospital and you're pressing furiously that red call button because you're lying in bed, either post-surgical or because you need to remain there, and you're in a soiled diaper brief or whatever, the average wait time is 40 minutes before someone shows up.
Yeah.
Average.
I'm telling
after
you, man. 20
minutes,
I'm seeing it. I'm seeing
after
it
20 minutes, your skin is breaking down.
Yes. Yeah. And yet the care is excellent many times. But you said something before. You said there's not enough of them. And there's not enough of them.
No, not even close.
You know, when it comes to the, even in the professional area, and I remember, again, in my own family member situation, it went from, again, assisted living, a lot of independence, to care when necessary, to medicine always on the ground, to almost virtual daycare through like an 8-10 year period. And again, when you're talking hygiene, and especially if we're talking to doctors, it's a big deal. Let alone the whole other side. You've got a mental side with the dignity side. And, you know, can we talk about this side? It's got to be a challenge, I would think.
Oh, absolutely.
Right?
The infection thing, I guess I got one number. Yeah.
37. If I'm you, John, I'd spend more attention to the sports medicine side. You had a great point. You know, if somebody's active, they're growing older, and they really want to be able to take, you know, even look at a coach, they need the care, et cetera. I think you got to pay more attention on that side because of your topic.
Well, you know, I say it's
interesting.
Add it in. You've mentioned the dignity a number of times, and, you know, and this applies for all of us athletes included, but one of my partners tells a story about his mother who, you know, they were caring for at home, and then they had to bring in someone to be there full-time with her while she was still at home. But he said every time she was getting changed, he would watch the tears roll down her cheek because it was so crushing, dignity-robbing and destroying that it was the for her, it was the worst thing.
I don't think if there's a person around who doesn't understand that very, very point.
Yeah.
Those mental challenges, post-injury challenges. You know, one of my participants in the book, the great Robert Andrews, the whole world's Olympic gold medal gymnast, mental coach, but dealing with athletes and individuals with chronic stuff that had to be dealing with persistent or recurrent, let alone, again, the sandwich generation, which might be the 40 or 50-year-old, who not only is dealing with their kids, but is dealing with their elders and wants to see, you know, tools that can make. How expensive is a unit?
Care today, we can bring it down to as low as $350 to $450 a month.
That's reasonable. We're almost out of time. I knew the time would fly by. That is reasonable. Who knows what the insurance end might be? Might be a whole other area that you're looking at. Again, whether insurance would cover something like this. Real quickly, does it?
There is an initial reimbursement from Medicare, but the amounts aren't sufficient yet.
Give us the website again, John. Give us the website so people could find out about you and the product.
Sure, www.cohealth, that's cohealth.solutions.
Solutions, big word. John, thanks so much. Hold on. We'll be right back, everybody, with the Sports Doctors In segment.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Apples and pears, beef and Skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Deck, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com. Strawberries and cream.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Hey, it's Dr. Bob. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger is setting a new standard within the school uniform market. More schools are understanding the value that uniforms provide, school pride and identification being one of them. Another is the well-recognized reduction of student pressure to keep up with classmates in the real world of what to wear each day to school. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger provides amazing quality and value to its partner schools and families. It is truly the first brand in this market that students are excited about wearing. Go to the website, globalschoolwear.com. Globalschoolwear.com. Hey, everybody. Welcome back. It's live radio with an occasional slip. But it's the Sports Doctors In segment where we preview some upcoming guests and topics. We add a little Dr. Bob wisdom to the mix. We answer a few emails. It's always one of my favorite segments. Next week, we got the Money Doctor, who's also got a show on BBS Radio, Dr. Francis Raham. Everybody who listens to the Sports Doctor knows one of the biggest topics many times is the financial challenges of sports parents and traveling teams and club teams and scholarships, and let alone the new world of the NIL world with an athlete coming out of college and getting a couple of million. Athletes are getting paid in college. Crazy world. Then the whole world of sponsorship. You know, Linda Hollander, she's called the concierge of sponsorship. She was discussing the whole Super Bowl world. We've done different things together. And again, it's a big, big topic in sports medicine, this whole relationship with big business, sponsorship, and sports. The following week, one of our faves, Gordon McClelland, his organization, Working with Parents in Sports. All the topics we talk about on the Sports Doctor, the challenge of youth sports, the educational challenges of coaches, of parents, or leagues and other situations where we're talking about the big, big business. Just a couple of weeks ago, we had on Joel Franco. He's getting ready to bring into fruition the documentary, which I've had a lot to do with, Where Our Children Play, the Challenge of Youth Sports. It's a big deal. So Gordon and his whole network, Working with Parents in Sports, is involved from one area to another. We're excited to have him back on the SID. So Dr. Bob, you know, wisdom. I've got an article coming out in the next month or two in one of our greatest supporters, LER Magazine. Congratulations, celebrating the 15th anniversary. The publisher, Rich Dubin, their great editor, Janice Raddick. The article is about the prodigy sports. I talk about it in my book, Hashtag Sports Parents, where everybody in sports medicine at all levels and all ages, especially in the youth world, understands that we want children to experience and play all different sports. We want them to participate in sports for the whole mental and physical side, the health and wellness side. When it comes to the progressing to the levels in sports, we want them using different parts of their body so we can slow down some of these repetitive motion problems. And that's great, unless you're a gymnast or a figure skater or a ballet dancer. Now more and more, soccer, tennis, volleyball, swimming, where we have early specialty, because this is where that young boy or girl wants to be. So what we understand that this is a special group. You can't watch the Olympics and watch a 17, 18, 19-year-old and whatever the sport is, gymnastics being a good example, and not be aware of skiing, not be or swimming, not be aware that they volleyball, that they didn't start when they were like nine. And these whole challenges that go into that. So we want to understand there are prodigy sports. We want parents to understand that this is your son or daughter. It's okay. Listen to what they have to say. If that reality is there, then you want to pay attention. You want to pay attention physically to get a physical therapist involved, personal trainer, sports doctor involved. What's the best home program for my son or daughter? Whatever her sport is. I know she doesn't have time to do that, but she has some time, off-ice training, off-sport training, and we want that off-sport training to be specific and up-to-date regarding strengthening feet and ankles routinely, working on all sorts of balance work routinely, whatever the sport or level, paying big attention to the nutrition side. And this is where we're excited that the whole sports doctors in consulting world will be involved, where Dr. Bob will be available to speak to coaches or parents for the free consultation if they go to my website, thesportsdoctorradio.com, or they email me at drrweil@yahoo.com, and we have a whole, the quarterback, and be able to pay attention to whether it's a particular injury or problem. What's the best shoe for my son or daughter? What about all these ankle problems? What about the knee issues, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera? What about her mental attitude? What about her eating disorder? What about all this stuff? And I have a roster of over 20 experts in so many different areas that will be able to add their two cents. And we would follow up over every couple of months in order to, again, be able to accomplish the two areas where we pay so much attention to. Can I prevent problems? And can I enhance performance? Can I be quicker, stronger, faster, safer? Again, drrweil@yahoo.com. Thanks, everybody. We will catch you next week. Thank you to our friends at BBS Radio. It's the Sports Doctor.